Thank you, Judy. We have reached our last batch of news items in part one. With the weather as it has been for the last few days, it is incongruous to hear of a fun May Day fair and new children's play areas at family attractions prepared for the coming summer. More appropriate, perhaps, to remember the homeless when we hear of three new centres for rough sleepers in the city. But let's start with a feel-good story of how the county fares in a quality of life survey. The best places for quality of life in Norfolk have been revealed by a major new study, with North Norfolk topping the table. And when it comes to well-being, Suffolk is deemed a better place to live than Norfolk. The analysis, known as Thriving Places Index, was carried out by well-being charity Happy City and examined more than 60 indicators. Pulling together data from national sources, such as the Office for National Statistics and Public Health England, the index rates give scores out of 10 for a string of elements which the charity says has an influence on people's well-being. That includes housing, transport, physical and mental health, education and employment. The index split those factors into three headline categories: local conditions, sustainability and equality. In Norfolk, North Norfolk achieved the highest score across those, rated at 6.57 for equality, 4.99 for local conditions, and 5.17 for sustainability. Broadland ranked second, including high scores for safety. In third, fourth and fifth were Breckland, South Norfolk and West Norfolk. Norwich was sixth, with 5.12 for equality, 4.26 for local conditions and 4.86 for sustainability.
The sun may not have been shining, but it did not stop dozens of people from enjoying this year's May Day Fair in Norwich. Churches from across the city came together to organise the event at Higham Park to raise money for the May Day Fund, which is shared between local charities. Visitors had the chance to enjoy fairground and donkey rides, Punch and Judy shows and dance performances alongside the usual fete stalls and games. The fair has been held by the city's churches every year since 1986 to raise money for various good causes. Over the years, it has grown to include a number of churches, including St. Peter's Methodist Church in Jessop Road, St. Thomas's Anglican Church in Earlham Road, and St. Anne's Church in Coleman Road. This year, they have been joined by Chapelfield Road Methodist Church.
New play venues, including two on a dinosaur theme, costing almost £90,000, are open as family attractions gear up for the new holiday season. Rawr! Dinosaur Adventure has just added two new attractions aimed at younger children, and Bewilderwood has opened a 30-foot area with scramble nets and climbing walls. It marks the growing trend in businesses investing in children's play with the aim of encouraging visitors during school time as well as holidays. Penthorpe National Park now has major indoor and outdoor play areas with its Hoots House and Wild Roots attractions, and the Thursford Collection is currently planning on opening its new 400 million interactive experience. Rawr! Dinosaur Adventure Len Wade has just launched Dippyville, which is a dedicated new venue for preschool children with soft play areas and wall-mounted and interactive games. It marks a major investment, costing £52,000, and It coincides with the opening of Dippy's birthday party room and Dippy's indoor picnic area at the cost of £37,000. Both use the venue new dinosaur mascot Dippy, based on a cuddly version of a Diplodocus.
Three new homeless shelters are to open in Norfolk and Waveney after a £3.9 million cash injection for the region. Housing and Homelessness Minister Heather Wheeler has announced that the East of England has been handed the money and at least six new rough sleeping centres will open in East Anglia, including one in Norwich, one in Diss and one in Lowestoft. The funding forms part of the government's £100 million-backed rough sleeping strategy, which sets out detailed plans to end rough sleeping for good, with the aim of halving it by 2022. Mrs. Wheeler said, "We're taking steps to ensure people in the east of England never have to face one night on the streets. These are vulnerable people who may be dealing with complex mental health problems or addictions and require special support to tackle these issues and turn their lives around." Well, we've come to the end of part one. So that's all from
Sophie
and myself. And now it's on to part two.